Hi, this is Nicholas Newport with Lucidology.com. Welcome to Lucidology 102, how to have your first 100 OBEs in 100 days, even if you're a jet-lagged insomniac right now. Here in the 100 OBE Battle Plan Part 3, we'll cover rapid OBE training. You'll find out how to have a dozen OBEs or more in a single session. In order to really kick it up a notch and have a dozen or more micro OBEs in a single session, we need a newer and more powerful timer setup. The setup is to sleep for 20 minutes and then set the timer to repeat in 4, 3, 2, or even 1 minute intervals. I call this setup the underachiever timer setup. You might wonder why I called it that and not the rapid fire setup or machine gun setup. I'm calling it underachiever for a very specific reason. You might look at this and think that it's going to be a lot of work and all those beeps are going to make it much more difficult than ramp or sawtooth. In reality, it's the opposite. The underachiever setup works best when you're really lazy about it. With ramp and sawtooth, the timer doesn't beep very often, so each beep is pretty important. With underachiever, the timer beeps all the time, so you can ignore some beeps and respond to others depending on what you feel like doing. In other words, you'll have the best result when you're just a total slacker about it and have a string of really short, really low quality OBEs. These OBEs don't last long enough for you to really do anything important in them. The whole idea is just veg out and lounge around on the awake-asleep threshold. Therefore, it's called the underachiever timer setup. Just chill out and let the timer do all the work, and you'll have the best results. This rapid-fire approach will jumpstart your OBE skill like nothing else, because you'll be spending almost 100% of your time on the awake-asleep threshold. Once you've done a few sessions like this, it'll be a snap to have an OBE once you use a more conservative setup like ramp or sawtooth. Recall also that short timer intervals are the simplest way to feel the paralysis wave, which is useful for having traditional OBE exits, where you peel away from your physical body. When the timer beeps, your body may wake up for a moment, but as long as you stay perfectly still, your body will create the paralysis wave and put itself to sleep. This is an excellent time to practice using the sleep triggers, such as pause breaths and muscle twitching, to coax the body into paralysis. Having said that, there are a few things that you need to know. Recall that the ramp timer setup works because it uses hypnotic fractionation. Hypnotic fractionation means that when you're put into trance and then are taken from that trance, the next time you enter trance again, you'll enter it more deeply than before. Because the timer beeps so fast, the underachiever timer setup magnifies and compounds hypnotic fractionation. This has three main effects. The first is automatic trance recycling. The second is waking OBEs, and the third is deep false awakening loops. Recall that trance recycling is where you flip from one type of non-physical focus to another. For instance, you go from an OBE to a lucid dream or a mental projection to an OBE or whatever. Because you'll be spending so much time on the awake-asleep threshold, you may end up recycling your trance into another type of OBE even when you don't mean to. For instance, you may be in the middle of a mental projection, but the timer beeps, and you end up phasing into the imagery. Or you may have phased into the imagery and the timer beep gives you a headspace focus, which becomes a traditional style OBE exit without you intending on it. For better or for worse, each time you switch focus to a new type of OBE, it counts as a new OBE. So this is a good way to rack up a high OBE count quickly. The second effect that compounded hypnotic fraction has is waking OBEs, which allows you to have several OBEs from just one beep. Once you've done a couple short interval OBEs, you'll hover so close to the awake-asleep threshold that you can lay in bed with your body fully awake and still do the separation. You can use that to have a string of multiple OBEs without having to wake for the body's wake-sleep cycle. So that's how you can have several OBEs from a single timer beep. Remember that waking OBEs are similar to wake-induced OBEs, but they're not quite the same. In a waking OBE, you don't have to wait for your body to be asleep to complete the separation. The third main effect you get with the underachiever setup is deep false awakening loops. Hypnotic fractionation makes the OBE start to become more and more realistic. Eventually, it can become difficult to tell if you're waking up into your physical bedroom or if you're in an OBE. False awakening loops usually start to happen around 10 OBEs or so. So it's a good idea to take a break once you start to get up around 10 repeated OBEs so that you don't get too far into the loop. Before you do an underachiever session, make sure you go back and review Lucidology 101 Part 8 on how to take the red pill and use reality checks to tell what's going on. Now that you know what to expect, here is the easiest way to use the underachiever setup. Relax as normal and don't use a visualization during the first 20-minute interval. Just relax and fall asleep and let the timer do all the work. Then, when you get to the short timer beeps, you have the opportunity to do an OBE each time the timer beeps. Here's what to do. Become aware of your body falling back to sleep. Enter waking sleep paralysis and then do your favorite style of OBE exit. So the final 6-week training cycle is very simple. First, use the underachiever timer setup starting with a 4-minute timer base, which is 20 minutes and then 4 minutes repeating, and see how many OBEs you can have. Decrease the base to 3, 2, and then 1-minute intervals over the remaining weeks. Have a boatload of micro OBEs per session and really get a strong feeling for what the exit is like. Don't expect to have an OBE on every single beep. Just do as many as you can. Here's the timer rundown for weekends 9 through 14. If you use a 74-minute timer CD, then the first 4-minute timer interval base gives you time for 13 OBEs. Use the chart in your notes to see what timer setup to use each week and how many OBEs to go for. Remember that this is just the theoretical maximum. You certainly don't need to have an OBE on every beat. If you count it up, we've actually scheduled room for 207 potential OBEs in 98 days. And that's not counting trance recycling, in which you could potentially have 2 or more OBEs per beep and double your success rate. Here's how it will likely play out. When I first started with OBEs, I had 0% success. I was completely awful at it. Nothing I did worked. All the advice in books was useless to me. Then I found Dr. Albert Taylor's Wake Back to Bed method. When I combined that with the timer, I tracked my progress and found that my success rate shot up to 80%. That is, each morning I used the timer, I had an 80% chance of having an OBE. Today, after having had practice, my hit rate is nearly 100%. If I use the timer, I'm pretty much guaranteed to have at least one OBE. That is, if I use the timer, I'm basically guaranteed to have at least one OBE and usually more. However, I tend to rely mainly on inductionless OBEs and use trance recycling to have 2 or 3 short adventures in OBEs and lucid dreams each morning. In other words, I've gotten to where I wake up spontaneously in the early morning, fall back to sleep without moving, and then have a couple lucid dreams and OBEs. This is a lot easier than doing hardcore underachiever sessions. I've done my share of underachiever sessions, and I've learned a lot from them. But once you've done them a couple times, you'll learn the feel for things, and you can take a less aggressive approach and still average an OBE or more per day. So probably you'll start out like everyone else as a newbie. Then somewhere within the OBE workout phase, you'll find one that works really well for you, and you'll have about 80% success with it. You'll say, this is really cool, and at that point, you'll probably skip ahead to the underachiever session and go full bore to get to where you can have a dozen or so low-quality OBEs in an hour. This will burn you out. However, by then, you'll have a very strong feeling for what OBEs are like, and then you'll retire to a more easygoing approach and just put forth barely enough effort to enjoy inductionless OBEs, which are the low-hanging fruit. Having an inductionless OBE once a morning is really what the 100 OBE system is all about. This is because it allows you to have OBEs without much effort, and it will become something you take more or less for granted. Having 100 OBEs in 100 days, which once seemed impossible, will seem completely normal and almost boring. So that wraps it up. 100 OBEs in 100 days. Now you have the complete system at your disposal. This is definitely something that I wish I had known when I first came across OBEs and lucid dreams. It would have saved me a lot of time and effort. So all that's left for you now is to put the system in action and experience frequent OBEs, which is something most people will never know even exists, let alone experience. It's taken me 4 years to put this entire program together, so I hope you get a lot of value out of it. Be sure to log in and post to the private member forum using your Lucidology account at www.lucidology.com. You can get valuable feedback there from everyone else who's doing the program and get unstuck if you run into problems. That will help you keep your momentum up so that you'll make it all the way to the end. Stay tuned for Lucidology 103 on non-physical geography. Make sure you're signed up for the free Lucidology email newsletter at lucidology.com for free OBE secrets. Thanks and good luck.